It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. 30 people in New Jersey died as a result of Tropical Storm Ida 2 weeks ago. Four victims lived in an apartment complex in Elizabeth. All the residents at that complex were displaced, scattered among shelters and hotels, including 150 recently resettled refugees. WNYC's Matt Katz paid a visit to two families.
Sahar Ibrahim was home alone with her three youngest children when the unexpectedly ferocious storm dumped so much rain that the nearby Elizabeth River came for their first floor apartment. As the water rose inside, she tried to flee. She couldn't. Her front door wouldn't budge because of pressure from the floodwaters. At the time, her husband Salam Assad was in Newark, picking up their oldest daughter from work. The two got stuck there in their car, away from home. At the apartment, the water kept rising. The family was admitted as refugees several years ago because Salam's work with the U.S. military put them in danger. But this was not like the bombs back in Iraq, Salam thought, which kill you instantly. A flood will kill my family gradually. So he called a neighbor on the third floor who speaks Arabic, who in turn called the second floor neighbor, who speaks Spanish.
But I told somebody, I told him, please, come to my house because my children maybe like after 5 minutes maybe die.
The neighbors mobilized, jerry-rigging a ladder of table and chairs for the family to escape out the window and into the murky water. They tossed down a rope, which Sahar and the children tied around their bodies. Up first went the twin 8-year-olds, then the 14-year-old son, and finally Sahar, to safety in the neighbor's apartment. By the time Salam made his way back to an unrecognizable apartment complex at 4 the next morning, debris was everywhere. Cars were scattered about. He saw at least one dead body.
Look what happened. This knocked my old house. When come back, I come. Where is my home?
Before fleeing to the second floor, Sahar had grabbed their passports, but everything else they owned was destroyed. They now wear borrowed clothes, and they wonder why they're still getting utility bills when their home is uninhabitable. They've been at a hotel some 40 minutes away. Sahar was supposed to start community college classes this week to learn English, but that's been delayed. Still, they're okay.
You have many brother, many sister, many a friend. Thanks God. I'm very happy.
The family they describe is actually a network of community members in North Jersey who have known the family since Sahar began cooking meals through United Tastes of America, a nonprofit in which refugees from Syria and Iraq who have a knack for cooking earn money by hosting supper clubs at people's homes. So resettled refugees and longtime Jersey residents break bread and build community, a community that is now focused on supporting these flood victims.
So for a second time in your life, you need to start over, but you feel lucky.
They help him.
The International Rescue Committee, which initially resettled the 33 refugee families displaced by the storm, is planning next steps. The agency said these refugees came from Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Ivory Coast, Eritrea, and Sri Lanka.
Open the door, Zain!
That's video from the flood at another refugee family's home in the same apartment complex. Mohammed Al-Zakhour is yelling instructions to his son, Zain. This Syrian family lived on the second floor, which spared them much of Ida's wrath. So instead of being saved, they did the saving.
Mommy and the neighbor told me, Mohammed, please help. I agree. I woman old, 74 years. Mohammed, please help. Mohammed, please help. Okay, mommy, I call 911, please. My neighbor, old. Okay. No coming.
No one came when Mohammed called 911 to report that his elderly first floor neighbor, who was from the Dominican Republic, was nearly drowning. Brown water was rising as high as the peephole. So Mohammed and Zain, with other neighbors, busted down the front door and rescued her.
She lost everything.
Zain is 12 years old.
Brought her to her house, she bought clothes, she took a shower, took her medicine, and she went to sleep.
Elizabeth, New Jersey is an epicenter of refugee resettlement in the region. Mohammed and his family fled Syria during the civil war there and spent 4 years in Jordan, waiting for their chance to get to America, to Elizabeth. Zain translated for him.
We wanted to go to America. And they told us that's going to be really hard. It might take years. It's going to take a while. We told them, it's okay, we'll wait.
They wanted America, they said, because they thought they could replicate the kind of community that they had in Syria. And that's exactly what happens.
Because, like, when we came, we got to know people like Kay and Melina that made us actually feel like family. We had people around us to help.
Kate McCaffrey and Melina McCall founded the United Tastes of America. They visited the families at the hotel last week.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi.
You're welcome.
Kate said they had been preparing a new program to pay refugees who have already resettled to cook meals for new arrivals from Afghanistan. But Ida is now the immediate focus. The group has offered to help with the coming onslaught of FEMA paperwork, and they're hoping to raise $50,000 in direct assistance, like to replace the cars that the Elizabeth refugees need for work.
We hoped to build a network of solidarity. That was our idea from the beginning, that we wanted to welcome people. And what we're seeing now is the durability of those relationships.
Zane says he's watching how flood victims who still have cars are giving rides to others who lost their vehicles.
It's cool that how people that need help are helping other people. That's how we think stuff are going to start getting that way. Then the world will be way better.
Elizabeth and Union County are paying the tab on the hotel rooms for now. There will be other needs too, including emotional support for families who had already experienced so much loss before Ida. Maria, Zane's 5-year-old sister, is still processing what happened.
I don't like the rain because the rain comes in our house because it breaks the door too.
The kids have little to do at the hotel, and without a kitchen, they're mostly eating canned food. At night, the families linger in the hotel lobby with other Arabic-speaking refugees, wondering how long they'll have to wait to be resettled yet again. Matt Katz, WNYC News.